to be genuinely being scared, it would have to be The Shining, I'd say. I think Kubrick,
what,
Shining.
What is it about The Shining that?
What is it? It's I don't know. It's just a very sort of a psychologically disturbing film, isn't it? And then it's all the setting and the film work of it that makes it so freaky. It's the camera shots and the direction of the whole overall movie. Yeah, a fantastic movie.
And do you have a favourite?
Yeah, probably Candyman.
Oh, Justin.
Because I watched it when I was younger, and it's the only one. It did really scare me.
Are you still fearful of it now?
I do watch it now, and it does, yeah.
You wake up screaming sometimes, don't you?
Do you think it makes it scary if you watch a film when you're younger and get frightened, kind of?
Oh, quite possibly, yeah. I think with, like, David Lynch films, I had that quite a lot. Seeing, like, Twin Peaks or something like that when you were little, that was so disturbing, but you couldn't really class that as horror, could you? Really, I don't know what you'd describe it as particularly. Yeah, sort of psychological thriller or something like that.
If you could have been any character, victim or killer, from any horror film, who would you be?
Oh, blimey. Victim, eh? I think they'll say a lot of strange things about me if I choose that. Bloody hell. Favourite. You've really got me there, actually. I'm stumped. You're going to have to go first.
I can't think of anything.
Come on, you can do it.
I can't even remember them all now. They've all merged into one. They're all the same.
I've never seen that, actually. I've finally never seen it. It's a film I should see, probably, but never. Favourite murder? Yeah, I don't know. I guess, actually, I'd like to be Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet.
Why?
I've actually no idea. He's a horrendously twisted character, and I'd rather not ask myself that question.
Brilliant.